2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction." Praise God for the God of comfort. Amen. We are so grateful that we have a Father who's full of mercy and full of great comfort. Encouragement today from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Friend, good to see you. Welcome to Sunday worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll, on this 10th day of March 2019. So, how was losing that hour last night? I hope you had a chance to spring forward last night before you got up this morning. If you're not too familiar with this radio program, Sunday worship is all about Jesus. Yeah, it's a program that prepares our hearts and our minds on Him. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, I got some wonderful, edifying songs on the way, including this one from the Rocket Town Chorus, "And You Are My All in All." Right, we've come to bless and lift up the name of Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. So good to see you. Did you have yourself a good week? Oh, yeah, I sure did. I was on vacation for most of this week. It was wonderful. You know, several years ago, my wife and I attended a Sunday morning Bible study, and the topic was about our heart and our hatred towards our brother. And the pastor taught on 1 John 3, which says, hey, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And the pastor went on to say, you know, the Bible says that if you have hatred in your heart towards another person, God says it's as good as murder. And then my wife looked at me and said, well, I'm sorry, I murdered you four times this morning. You know, Fred, all kidding aside, having hate in our heart is a big deal. You know, Charles Spurgeon once said, every man who hates another has the venom of murder in his veins. Friend, hatred can be a stumbling block in the path of forgiveness, reconciliation, and our sweet fellowship with the Lord. So, friend, if there's an ounce of hate in your heart, I encourage you to lay it down at the foot of the cross.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything. Ancient of days, take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the ancient of days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Oh, you give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be your name. Always.
Psalm 126, verse 5 says, those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. I love that. Fred, our joy and our hope can be as steady as the sunrise, even when the happenings around us are transitioning from wonderful to tragic. Fred, our joy and our hope can be as steady as the sunrise.
Be thou my vision, O Lord.
Hi, King.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Praise Him in glad adoration. To the Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under His wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desires have been granted in what He ordained? Praise to the Lord, who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely His goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with His love He befriend thee. Is before Him. Let the Amen sound from His people again. Gladly, for I we adore Him. Let the Amen sound from His people again. Gladly, for I we adore Him.
Yes, Fred, thank you so much for listening today to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and it was John MacArthur who said, make sure Satan has to climb over a lot of scripture to get to you.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for
W. Smith, and our God is an awesome God. Friend, I hope you had a chance to spring forward last night or this morning. You're listening to a Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Well, here at Great News Radio, we remain on the air, well, first and foremost, because of God's grace. I mean, His grace is fantastic. I mean, He has met all our needs here at Great News Radio every single year. Fantastic. So we remain on the air because of His goodness, but also because of the generosity of our listeners. So as we continue on here in the month of March, would you prayerfully consider joining us with a gift of support, joining the giving family? We would greatly appreciate that. You can give online at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the button that says donate, or you can just drop a note and a check in the mail, post office box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, be sure to join Mark Burns tomorrow for Memorization Monday. That's coming up tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.